you know, or whatever. So we're going to get out of here, though. Thank y'all. And this will be up on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, everywhere, iHeartRadio, et cetera, et cetera, tomorrow. Shout out to y'all. Thank you.
Yay,
yay, yay.
Congrats, Hoop Pop. You guys got to defend the chip, though, next year. Massive Hold on power. To that. Massive
shout
power.
Out to Mass Apparel. Yeah,
shout For
out to
sure. Nick, man.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. This is Kayla.
Hello, everybody.
And what's your name?
Oh, it's been a long day. I kind of forget. No, I'm joking. My name's Danny. Hi. I'm here every week.
Yeah, you are. You covered for me last week when I was on vacation.
I did. I hosted Black Stripes or White Keys all by myself.
Yeah, you did. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
I'm sure it was. I listened.
You were missed, though.
Oh.
This show is your show, and it's not your show without you.
You're right.
So,
I guess you're right about that.
I guess so.
But, you know, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we're glad you're here with us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Serving you guys by playing some tunes and talking about whatever.
Yeah, so that last track was Longview by Green Day, one of their hits. And
one of their many, many hits.
Yes, because they have a lot of those.
They do have quite a few.
And for a very long time in my life, Green Day was my favorite band, and it still kind of is. It always is, because they were the ones that got me started to like every other 90s and alt rock song in the 2000s and everything. They started it for me. But I was obsessed with them. I still love them. Not as obsessed as I used to be. But I still have a very soft spot for Green Day. And the reason why I played that song was it was stuck in my head before, because Danny has a bass and I was trying to tune it. And I remember one time when I was in middle school or something, I just figured out the bass line to the song, because it's the riff in the beginning, like the obvious one. And I tried to play it on your bass, but your bass is...
I need new strings so badly.
Very badly.
And that's why it was out of tune, because I'm just waiting until...
It wasn't really that out of tune. It's just the low E string is just... It's so buzzy.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Can't do it.
You just can't.
I just need to like fork over the money and do that, but...
Changing strings isn't a lot, so...
I know, but you know, I gotta get money first, you know?
Yeah, you know, you could do it. You spend money on things.
I got bills.
Yeah, but you got video games, too, that you spend money on.
Those are so important to me that they fall under the bills category.
Okay,
you know?
Got you.
Yeah.
Kind of like me and shoes.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I don't actually buy a ton of shoes. I just have a lot of shoes, because I've had the same feet, like size feet, since I was 12, so... You know, and I've looked the same since I was 14. So hopefully that carries on later in my life when I'm aging.
I'm sure
I'll
it will.
Look the same.
I think you're gonna look great.
Thank you. I hope so.
I mean, I hope I do. I hope as I age, as my hair starts to go gray, which it hasn't yet, but you know, everyone goes gray at some point.
Yeah.
I hope I get that nice salt and pepper.
Everyone wants the salt and pepper.
It's in right now. I don't know if it'll be in however many years it'll take for me to go gray, but I hope I get it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like the kind of handsomeness, like George Clooney style handsomeness, I feel like that's timeless.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not just going to go out of style.
No.
Every guy's
George
still going to wish.
George Clooney is always in style.
Yeah. Every guy's still going to wish that they looked like him, so.
Yeah, you're right. Or Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah. I would take that, yeah.
Yeah, he's not gray yet, though.
I mean, he probably is. He's
like
just rich and...
I feel like he dyes his hair.
I feel like everyone does. Like, Brad Pitt is, like, in his mid-50s. There's no way he still has the same blonde hair he used to when he was younger. You know what I mean? They're just rich.
Yeah, you're right.
They can afford the best products.
I'm seeing this text. I'm not going to share it, but it's funny. Well, I'll say it anyway. It's better than being bald, yeah.
Sure. I mean, depending on how you look at it, you know, there's nothing wrong with being bald.
Yeah.
Two out of every three men experience baldness at some point in their lives to some degree. It just is what it is.
It is, you know. Yeah.
Hair's just hair. What's more attractive than hair is, you know, confidence and your general personality. I mean, I would argue.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
That's good of you not being shallow. I like it.
Well, you know, it is what it is, you know? So you can't control genetics. All you can be is, you know, confident in yourself and easygoing. Don't let, you know, just don't let it get you down, you know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I got you.
Just life.
we're off to a weird start today. But this next song that we're going to play is called Trash Bag Baby. And it's by a band called Swimmers, which actually, Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day, this is his son's band, and they're doing very well.
That's good. I'm glad he's doing better than Bob Dylan's son.
Oh, what happened to Bob Dylan's son?
He was in that band, The Wallflowers, and they had they were the one-hit wonder.
Oh, is that that Drive song?
One Headlight.
Headlight, yeah.
Which I think is a good song. I actually like it, but I don't know if they... I don't know any other of their songs.
Oh, yeah,
me either. Hope that they are better than that, but like, when's the last time you've even thought of The Wallflowers, you know what I mean?
Well, we played that song a couple times, because it's a bop. It's a good one. It's a good hit. Yeah. Maybe we'll play it again, just so the listeners get their memory refreshed a little bit.
Yeah, you know, every time I hear that song, I feel like I'm back as a child in my parents' car with, like, the radio tuned on to whatever station was popular back then. I don't know, like 98.5 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same for me. I'm not from this
area. You're not.
That 99.9, that 95.1.
99.9, yeah.
Yeah, the Hawk.
See, this was all about, like...
The guy that did... The main, like, radio guy there, he was kind of annoying. Actually, I think he might have passed away. I'm not sure.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is a bit of a bummer, you know? It's not cool. But, anyways, I'm just going to play the song because this is his son's band, and it's definitely got that Cali vibe, you know? It's not really punk. It's not, you know, the... surf punk or any of that stuff, but it's got that beachy, you know, that vibe a little bit to it.
Sure.
Yeah, so this is off their latest record, which came out in February, and I listened to it and I liked it. I did. So, let's go.
Japanese knife. She didn't expect to be hearing this tonight. Meanwhile, I hear it all happening through the door, on the phone, in the next room. Yeah, I'm listening to you. She said, I can't wait, I can't wait to this whole song that's in my arms. And I can't wait to this whole star across my heart. Breaks, it shatters. I spent all of June trying to pick up the shards. Oh yeah, oh no, I should've known better, but I'm not bitter. My hand hurts, it's blistered, so don't grab it, cause she'll fucking stab you. It's true. When will you stop playing with fire? Well, I don't know. She said, I can't wait, I can't wait till there's no soreness in my arms. And I can't wait, there's no sky across my heart. I'm sick of being your trash bag, baby. Won't see you fall down. I can't wait until you're not around. I can't wait, wait for you anymore. I can't wait till there's no soreness in my arms. And I can't wait till
so powerful, so heavy you collapse.
What's up, my people? I'm being stupid.
I just want to go on record and say I don't miss Mark Finney.
Yeah.
I don't miss him one bit.
Such a prick.
Never think about him, actually. Not ever.
Worst person
I actually forgot he existed until he texted me.
Yeah, I just don't like that guy. Like, anytime I've ever seen him, he just sucks.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just so rude.
Wow. Just kidding, obviously.
No, we love you.
Of course I miss you, Mark. Just had to throw that out there.
We just had to be mean, because why not?
And thank you for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate that. But I like these, that we can see the texts as we're speaking on air. No, it's all a joke, my dude. But before we were talking about, like children not living up to their parents music wise.
Sure.
And it made me think of, actually, John Lennon's son sounds just like him. But the only reason why I ever heard his music was because he did a song with Lana Del Rey, and it was on her like last album, and I listened to it when it came out and everything. And you know, I looked him up after that, and he has some music out there, but you think I would know about it.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know he had music. I mean, it's pretty hard to follow up like John Lennon, though. I mean, but he sounds just like him. So that's why I'm going to play a song. But
I'm kind of curious to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute, but it definitely sounds like a Beatles like vibe when he sings.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I like the Beatles. I was listening to Revolver
on
the drive over to Mass General. Yeah,
nice.
Like Taxman came on, and I'm like, oh, this is such a jam.
Like everything they have is such a jam.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You know what song is kind of cheesy by them, but it's just so bopping?
What, Yellow Submarine?
Well, that one's good too, but it's called Drive My Car.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that song.
You want to know some?
I have a soft spot for Rubber Soul. Like, it's probably one of the cheesier ones, but I still like it.
Speaking of cheesy Beatles songs, the song that I heard when I was like a kid that got me into the Beatles was Yesterday.
Well, Yesterday's a good song.
It is a good song. I mean, it's cheesy, but like, I heard that song probably when I was like 7 or 8 years old, and I was like, oh, I like it.
We're going to play Drive My Car at some point, because now I'm in the mood.
All right, yeah, that's fine by me.
But we're going to play that song that Sean, his name is Sean Ono Lennon, I think.
Yeah.
His name is definitely Sean. And I'm going to play a song he did with Lana Del Rey. It's called Tomorrow Never Came. And then after that, I'm going to play a request from my dad, and it is From Eden by Hozier. And, you know, he just came out with that album, like, I don't know, sometime in the spring, I think, he came out with this album. It was, like, the first time he's done anything in a long time, because the first time he... Well, you know, he had that big hit, Take Me to Church, and that album, his self-titled album, is very good. I love it. Tried to get into his new one. I just can't get into it. The sum of it's too generic to me. And it made me sad, because I love his first album. If you have not listened to his first album, it's a good one.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I'll play it sometime.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's very good. And this is a good song. It's called From Eden. It's about in the middle of the album, and you know, all the songs on that album are good. Like, not one is bad.
I'm trying to think if there have been any records that stand out to me this year. Ones that have come out this year that are noteworthy, that I think are good.
I don't know.
I'm like struggling to think if like anyone I follow has released a record. I'm sure they have.
No, yeah, people have.
I just can't think of anything.
I don't know if it's like anyone I totally love, though. You know, Arctic Monkeys came out with that record, but was it 2019? I think it might have been 18.
It might have been 18.
I don't know. I like it. It's very different from their other stuff, and it was the first thing they'd done in like 5 years. Well, it's also the first thing Hozier's done in 5 years. Well, some of the stuff on the album's it's good, but some of it I'm just like, I can't listen to it through. I just can't. Like, it bothers me. It's just too generic sometimes. I'm like, bro, you could do better than this. No, because he was like totally not about the fame and stuff. He like totally dropped off the face of the planet after like a year or two after.
Yeah, he pulled Dave Chappelle.
Yep.
Even though he's back now.
Well, yeah, he's back.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this band I like called Ride, and I think they just put out a new album a couple days ago. Haven't checked it out yet, though.
Maybe I'll listen to the Black Keys new album.
We listened to some of it.
We listened to the one song that referenced Twin Peaks.
Firewalk With Me, yeah.
Yeah, and it was a very generic song, and I wasn't really... I mean, I didn't hate it, but there was nothing special about it. Other than it was called Firewalk With Me.
Yeah, you're right. And I told you this earlier. I gave someone a free coffee the other day because they came and wearing a Twin Peaks t-shirt.
Well, you love Twin Peaks.
I do. It was just like a, like, I wasn't thinking. Like, I saw the shirt. I loved it. I appreciated it. I was literally like, take this coffee and walk away before I charge you. Like,
I got you a Twin Peaks shirt.
You did, and yeah, I love it.
I'm glad. Online, I saw this one, and it says, In Log We Trust. And I know, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
And it has a picture of like hands holding the log, like the log log lady.
You still gotta be the log lady for Halloween.
I gotta be the log lady for Halloween. I don't care. Okay, you know, Katie and like some of our friends want all of us to be the Scooby-Doo people, but we're the ones that get stuck with the hardest costumes to like come up with.
I never thought of that, but yeah, Fred and Daphne would be the hardest costumes of the bunch.
Yeah, Daphne especially.
Of the gang.
I appreciate that you want me to be Daphne. I'm flattered that I'm like, you know...
Well, you know, some would say that Daphne...
But Velma is so much easier to get a costume for.
Oh, way easier.
So much easier.
Way easier. And I think I could definitely pull off a handsome Fred, but I think I would need a sharp blonde wig for that, and yeah. I don't know.
You need like a white sweater with a blue shirt underneath.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. But I'm thinking I'm just going to be...
Oh, you can call up your friend Freddie Prince Jr. and.
Yeah, my brosiah. Freddie's talked to me on Twitter before.
That's pretty great.
I love Freddie.
Yeah. And so you can be like, hey, you got any like old Fred costumes I can borrow?
But no,
maybe ask Sarah if she's got those gotten any Daphne costumes.
So we watched a movie recently. It was a movie I wanted to show Kayla because she had never seen it. And I watched it when I was probably in like the sixth or seventh grade. And it was one of the first.
Oh, Donnie Darko, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've been meaning to watch that for years.
It was one of the first like surreal indie films I had ever seen in my life, and that kind of like, you know, put me down the rabbit hole of falling in love with movies and stuff. And in watching it and watching like the last part of the movie, like when it takes place like on the Halloween party and Donnie's wearing like the, it's like the gray hoodie with like the skeleton shirt and the skeleton pants, I saw that and I was like, I think I'm gonna be Donnie Darko for Halloween this year.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, Danny Darko, yeah. I just have to wear the outfit and sometimes like do that like that look that Jake Gyllenhaal would do where like his head would be tilted down but he would look up with his eyes and he would look kind of.
He was so young in that movie.
Yeah, but he was so good.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he was awesome in that movie.
Yeah, definitely. It just, you know, it's so funny when they have that song, the Familiar Faces song at the end.
Yeah, Mad World.
Yeah, Mad World. It's just funny because that song's a meme now.
It is. But like back then when I watched it when I was a kid, I was like, oh,
but the music
this is so
video
great.
Is so depressing. It's just like these people. This guy's standing on the roof of an apartment building and he's looking down and these people are making like shapes and they're like, but it's a bunch of people walking in lines and stuff and the aerial view makes like shapes and shit. it's whatever.
I mean, that movie had a killer soundtrack.
It did. Awesome. It had a good soundtrack.
Amazing soundtrack.
Yeah.
Why won't Richard Kelly make another film?
Has he?
He's only made three. And his last one came out 10 years ago. And so he made a movie that was universally praised, Donnie Darko. Then he made one that was extremely divided, Southland Tales. And then he made The Box, which I don't think anybody liked.
Okay.
I haven't seen it, but like he's only made three films. He's been silent for like 10 years. I'd love to know what ideas he's got cooking in his head.
I don't know. If any. What's he doing there?
I don't know.
Let's play some music.
Let's do it.
Cool.
I'm glad we agree on that.
Hey, what you doing? Not a lot. Shaking. At my local spot. Baby, don't ask me why. Don't ask me why. Why, 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 why? Hey, lady, lay on this side of paradise in the traffic of cancer. 'Cause if I had my way, you would always stay, and I'd be your tiny dancer, honey. I waited for you in the spot you said to wait, in the city on the park bench, in the middle of the pouring rain. 'Cause I adored you, I just wanted things to be the same. Said to meet me up there tomorrow, but tomorrow never came. Tomorrow never came. Hey, what you thinking? Penny for your thoughts. Those lights are blinking on that old jukebox. But don't ask me why, just swallow some wine. Why stay, baby, stay on the side of paradise in the tropic of cancer. 'Cause if I had my way, you would always stay, and you'd be my tiny dancer, baby. I waited for you in the spot you said to wait, in the city on the park bench.
tomorrow, never again.
Guys, we forgot to do a PSA.
It's never too late for PSA.
Oh, never, never. We love them on WMFO here.
Of course. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help. And it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council.
That is a short and sweet PSA.
Short and sweet, and I chose it because the term credit fairy, it reminded me a lot of that movie The Tooth Fairy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, I had that movie.
Really?
My mom got it for me for Christmas one year.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet. I think it's the same year she got me Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think they came out around the same time.
Like 2008 or something.
That's what I want to know is we're getting all these Fast and Furious sequels. Why aren't we getting any Tooth Fairy sequels?
Obviously, that's the highlight of his career.
Duh, investors. There's like $100 million right there. Tooth Fairy 2.
Okay, but of The Rock's like family movies, The Game Plan is better.
The Game Plan.
It's the one where he's like a football player, and then there's the kid that I think is.
Okay, player. Okay, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, that one's better than The Tooth Fairy.
I don't think anyone liked The Tooth Fairy. But you know what? Like, I heard that the newest Jumanji was kind of enjoyable. I haven't seen it.
Really?
I heard it was enjoyable. It made a lot of money. Like, it made a staggering amount of money if you look it up.
Wow.
I know.
I loved the old Jumanji.
Of course.
I watched it so much.
Of course.
I mean, it's Robin Williams. Like, why wouldn't you watch it a billion times?
Robin Williams is a star of classics like Flubber.
Oh, yeah, I remember Flubber. And Mrs. Doubtfire. That one's actually good, though.
I mean, yeah.
That one's good. And, you know, he was in that weird grocery store movie, right? I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Weird grocery store movie? Which one is that?
It's in a grocery store, I think.
It's in a grocery store?
Or, like, he works at one in the movie or something.
Robin Williams?
Yeah.
Why can't I think of it right now?
It's not very, like, popular. I don't think it was very well received.
Works in a grocery store. Is that the one? I think it's coming back to me. I can't remember what it's called. You know what's interesting is when he played the villain in this Christopher Nolan film called Insomnia. That was an interesting role for him.
Yeah. He's also, I can't wash my dishes.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. I don't know how to wash dishes because my wife died.
I love Good Will Hunting, but when we watched it, we just were laughing at it a bit because, like, all in good fun, but...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's talking about his dead wife, but, like...
And then it cuts to the scene where he's really depressed sitting alone in his house, and then the dishes are, like, piled in the sink, and I'm like, what? He doesn't know how to wash dishes because yeah. there's no woman around?
I think I turned to you and I was like, ever since my wife died, I don't know how to wash the dishes. Like...
Yeah, and then also take care now.
Oh my God, that was the funniest thing in the world.
The funniest thing in the movie.
I teased you about that when Minnie Driver like tells Will, she's like, "I love you" over the phone, and he just pauses and he goes, "Take care now," and hangs up. And it cuts to her. It cuts to her like hysterically bawling because he just turned her down. I'm like, oh my God.
But then at the end of the movie, he goes after her.
I know, but like, you know,
he was dumb.
I mean, he wasn't, but he also was.
Yeah,
that's like the story of the movie.
But he was not a very nice person.
I mean, he had a complicated upbringing, yes. and environment, one that was just like
abusive and
yeah, but not fitted for someone as smart as him. And
yeah,
you know, good movie,
it
really
is a
is.
Good movie,
just a little funny.
Yeah, that last one was Drive My Car, if you couldn't tell by the way, since we were talking about it. And
yeah, we were talking about
it, you know.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah. Well, we don't have too much left for you, but I guess we'll play one or two and then talk and then play you out.
Thank you, Mark. 1 hour photo. I could remember like the movie poster
yeah.
image in my
it's
head.
A grocery store.
I just couldn't remember.
Right?
I think
or
so.
Like a Walmart or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Also, Birdcage, love that movie.
Yeah, Birdcage is great.
Spartacus, what's his name? Spartacus something. He can't wear shoes.
Hank Azaria's character.
Yeah.
Spartacus something. That yeah. sounds right.
Love him.
But you know what? When I think of Robin Williams, I think of Hook. Because
oh.
I watched that movie a lot when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I used to like Hook.
Yeah. Yeah. But also Nathan Lane is in The Birdcage, and he's also very funny.
Who doesn't love Nathan Lane?
Who doesn't? Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he was so good in The Producers.
Yeah, he was great in that. Yeah,
that's one of the few like musical movies that's like probably just as good as the stage show.
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah, it's such a good film. But
yeah, it was good.
It's so funny. If they had that on Broadway, I'd see it.
Yeah, I would see it.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, but most like movies that are musicals, like it's not as good as if you saw it live because they always. I had this conversation, people. I hate. When they make a movie that's a musical and then they have some big star play the person but they can't sing. Like, it's a musical. They should be able to sing. Like, who cares? I hire like a stage actor and they'll just do it on screen. Like, you know, they still have to act and sing. Like, it's just going to be different because you can actually like create the real environment.
It's true.
Yeah, so I hate when they do that, and I'm very adding Emma Watson, right?
Emma Watson,
When Disney came out with the live-action Beauty and the Beast, like, she sucked.
I didn't see that movie. Can't
comment. Well, I mean, like, I'm a Disney fan. My family's a Disney fan. I've seen... You haven't seen most of the animated movies that, like, I've seen, like, almost, like, a ton
I've
of
seen
them.
The important ones.
Yeah, but you haven't seen, like, you never saw Oliver and Company.
Nope, never did.
You never saw, did you watch The Rescuers?
Nope. I gotta tell you something,
but yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you were thinking that you never saw The Black Cauldron.
Okay, growing up, we had a small selection of VHS tapes, and I would just watch them 30 times. You know what I mean? I would watch the same things over and over again because we didn't have the widest selection.
I think we had like 1,000 like VHS tapes and stuff.
Now, like, we had The Lion King, we had Aladdin.
You had the big ones.
I can envision like our old bookshelf in my old house that I grew up in our living room, and I see like the 3 VHS box set of Titanic, and I see The Godfather. Part 1, 2, and 3, and I see Star Wars episodes 4, 5, and 6, those like VHS box sets.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
We had the box set of Star Trek.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know. Like,
yeah, there's so many. And then the Fox and the Hound.
I've seen The Fox and the Hound.
Okay. Well, I'm looking up a list here because, you know, there's like a billion. That's okay. I'm sorry. I was
that
reading.
Was a funny text.
It was a funny text. This is, quote, my dad, "That would happen to your mom if I died. Dishes would pile up." The roles. Okay, so I'm going to look up list of Disney animated movies, and I could tell you that you probably have not seen most of them.
Roast me. Okay, the recent ones, I haven't seen all of the recent ones. You're going to have
okay,
to
Okay, we need
for
to
those.
Go from like the 80s on. Okay, oh, Monsters, Inc. Love Monsters, Inc.
I saw that in theaters.
The Aristocats, I love the Aristocats. Have you seen Brother Bear?
Yes, I have seen Brother Bear.
A goofy movie.
I love a goofy movie.
I like the part when they go to like the possum jamboree.
Oh, yeah.
Hercules.
Yes.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. Have you seen The Sword and the Stone?
Okay, you just skipped over The Jungle Book, which I have seen.
Okay.
And I've seen The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sword and Stone.
I've seen Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, okay. I do not know the three Cabell. I don't even know what that is.
Caballeros.
But Oliver and Company, it's so good. It's like so cute. It's about a little cat.
I believe it. I believe it.
Tarzan, Pinocchio, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes, yes,
yes. I don't even know what that is. These are not in order of like chronological. I'm going on Wikipedia. This is going to give me the ultimate list. The ultimate.
You know,
wow,
I'm sure.
This is old. Okay.
I'm sure most, if not all, of these are going to be
Lady
on Disney
and the Tramp.
Plus. I've seen Lady and the Tramp.
Okay, let me think of ones that I've seen that you might not have. You haven't seen The Black Cauldron, The Great Mouse Detective. Oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yes.
I love that movie.
Yes, I've seen Who Framed
love
Roger
that
Rabbit.
Movie. My mom used to get mad at me because I would watch it so much. But let's see. This is not a lot. This isn't telling me everything. There's more than this. We watched that video, remember?
I've seen all. I've even seen A Bug's Life. I saw that.
No. No, there's got to be more.
I might have
Treasure
even seen the
Planet.
Tigger movie. Like, after a certain Treasure year, Planet. I've seen, like, all of these, and up to a certain year.
Okay, I don't think this is all of them, because remember when we watched that video, and you're like, I haven't seen any of these, and I'm like, what?
It showed all the old ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
That's the beauty of life. You've never seen enough movies.
You're right.
There's you know, always there's always more to watch.
Hey, jinx that. Okay. Well,
sorry,
we're at 10:55 now, and you know what? I'm going to play a song from my good old mom because she's pretty cool. And, you know, this song is, you know, it was a hit. And now it's still good. It's a good song. I like it.
Yeah, it's a decent song.
It is a decent song. So this one is... Oh, they came out with a new album.
Did they?
Yeah. This is called Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. You know, it's a one you'll know when you hear it. And it's by Caged Elephant, which they came out with a new album. Maybe I'll give that a listen. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully
it's can't
be
terrible. Good. They're usually at least decent, you know? I like their self-titled. No, not self-titled. It's the one... It's the album that this song is on. It's good. I haven't listened to the other albums, but, like, I have the compilation they did, like, a year or two ago where it's just acoustic versions of a bunch of their songs. That was good. I liked it. I would listen to more of their stuff. Like, they're pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, they have some good songs.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's play it, and then maybe we'll just say goodbye, you know?
Yeah, it's that time already. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, quickly. We were talking too much.
Yeah, we got to get out of here and watch Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Number one.
Number one. Love. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom used to get mad at me because I'd always want to watch that, too.
Oh, my dad, like, always put Happy Gilmore on. That's why I've seen it a million times.
Well, I've seen it, like, so many times, too. It's,
I got a question for you before we play this next song real quick. Have you seen Pearl Harbor?
No.
You haven't seen Pearl Harbor?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because I was just going to...
I know of it.
I was just going to ask you if you prefer Ben Affleck or Josh Hartnett. Who would you choose if you were Kate Beckinsale?
I haven't seen Pearl Harbor. I'm sorry.
Well...
Is it worth my time?
No, but okay. The answer is Ben Affleck.
Okay, cool.
Maybe Josh Hartnett later on, but not in Pearl Harbor. I just wanted to see what you would answer.
Okay. Cool. All right, let's play the song.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price,
nice. Your evening will be nice, and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me, and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. Gun up to my head, he made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life. If you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you can have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said that